have some used pine, plain white pine.
That holds your first.
Mm-hmm. Then as you come out where you want, when it ends up, you just tie another knot.
Some boo-boos and have to pull it back out a time or two.
And Jerry says you can't mess up when he's got the tape recorder on.
You mean he got tape recorder set on me again? Well, now it can't talk and can't see, so if I make a mess up, you have to pull it out. Why? Well, be what I was saying. Take a few dozen and see which one. Yes. That one's coming out real good. See, I always make my splices underneath because you don't know whether they'll cover up or not when you come back around.
Mm-hmm.
Like Vicky said she's done that in the old yarn. That's one boo-boo she made when she put her chain in. She just tied where it come out, and one of them showed out on top.
Mm-hmm. I did my chair a little different than that. I mean, I tie a whole weaver's knot in the bark itself.
You actually tie the bark?
And then I've also seen them where they make a little hook and eye.
I've seen that. Yeah.
There's a lot of different ways to do that.
Jerry, I expect I've asked you, what did you use in your weave? A three or two?
Two. A double. Two.
I've done some with three, but I'd be like two the best. It's just as easy down and not that much difference.
If it's a bigger area, the three would seems like it'd show up a little better, but standard size chair seating.
Yeah, rock it here. You varmint. I noticed that it wouldn't put that thing on there. Knife, don't I?
These tools are something new, aren't they, Arthur? I haven't seen you make this style before.
Nah, I made a few of them. But I do it, but just about like a chair bottom, only you don't have a square and don't have a back on. Mm-hmm. Them finished, it'll have to put one screw in and then varnish.
You know who made this chair?
No, I don't have a slice daddy. He asked me if I'd go while he was out. My Ab Bragg's sister, first cousin of mine.
Yeah.
She had three, didn't she? I think she bought them at an auction somewhere. And,
well, Ab's got some old chairs that his grandfather made. Right?
Yeah, he's got some of the same, makes the one I have, made by the same man. Uh-huh. And she had these, and she'd give me the other two for Bob and one for her. Uh-huh. The other one, it's a homemade chair, too. It's made small, and they come up here and put a knob on top of it. It's a burning house. Whoever done a good job of it. I think some of these rounds are whittled out.
Yeah, you feel the cotton going. It's maple, isn't it? Maple pearls.
Mm-hmm. didn't break it in two. Not that weak place, of course, one of the other places. Not that important to us if you want to.
I don't know if I ever showed you how I do mine.
Well, you make the air hidden a slot in?
No.
Yeah. Did you ever see anybody make the old wooden bear hooks when they had the old wood bear and then you take a pole and split it in the middle and make a hook to go around the barrel?
Make a barrel hook that way? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, fellas had a slow way of doing things, but when they made some, it usually worked.
That ought to hold it.
That's all the levers now, isn't it?
You put that on the underside.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Like, that's pretty tough.
Yeah, that's good.
That stuff's about like working leather, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's wonderful stuff when you think about it. You know, you can work it when it's wet like that, do anything you want with it.
Mm-hmm. And then it dries, it's just hard as anything.
Yeah, you're not even going to take this knot back out either,
are you? Terry, I expect I'll tell you about my neighbor, because she's already gone now. She used to do this just up the way they're going about the turn. No, back in the 30s and sometimes come through the country. Bottom and chairs, it's more or less bummed away. I think maybe they picked him up later on. And I think he'd murdered your wife in some other state and come back to you here. And just more or less bummed his way. He come, we bought him a chair for a nice lodging. Come to my neighbor up there. Wanted to stay all night. They bought him a chair for him. He let him bought him the chair. And I said, he done a real nice job. That bark was green. He carried his bark with him. A few days later, some of the neighbors come in. He was telling what a pretty good job he got done on that chair. And he went and got him back in the room where he said the waiter to dry. And come out with it and set his knee on. His knees went on down through. He had a basket with bark. I think he'd had a whole hell of a bit about that time. He raised his knee.
Looked good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I said he'd done a beautiful job of putting it in there. He got sleep, I guess, in a good bed on that and got what he eat for a couple, 3 meals. When Price went to use the chair, he didn't get much out of it.
Now for a week, he might have put hickory in there, huh?
Well, something like that, you're just wasting your time putting it in.
Yeah.
Any kind of a job you go at, if you don't do it right, you're just wasting time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a proper type tools to do your job with, well, half your job done. I saw people use tools with Sadella, they don't say they had anything with them. Hmm. Matic would stick on the digging end as it was back on it. My dad had a little old blacksmith shop, I still got it right of that old building. I saw him time after time. We had to plow the old shovel plow on the horse. And get dull, why? Come noontime, my mother calls in for lunch. He just turned that old plow, just point the tail on with a bolt. Just turn the plow upside down, take the cut off, and go and eat his dinner, and then about build a fire in the forge and sharpen the plow and go back and save time by it, because you take a dull, dull plow and a matty fan against, you can't do nothing with it. Shop chair.
I got a nice plenty sharp.
Huh?
I say it looks like that one's plenty sharp.
It don't do bad. Yeah, like I said a while ago, if it ain't sharp, it's not much good to you.
Mm-hmm.
You style that thing around me, you're liable to have to buy you new when you get back to the house. It's not break.
Well, if that's the only way I can get new equipment out of the state, that's fine with me.
In other words, you're not out any money on it if you do break it.
I tell you, a lot of these photographers end up using most of their own stuff. Is that any of that you were saying, Mike?
You know what? I know something out of this. The only thing that's that's not mine is this body right here in the motor.
Now, if it's like a lot of other things, you could furnish you something that wouldn't be much account to begin with.
Yeah, well, as you go along, you want something and nobody can buy it for you, and you wind up getting it for yourself because you can use it.
They figure that.
They probably do.
Don't you imagine they do?
They may, for sure. I hadn't thought of it that way.
If he don't have what he needs, he'll get it himself. We won't have
it. Yeah, if he's any good, he'll get it himself.
Yeah.
Roger was talking about the water column. Roger was talking about times are up when he was a kid, he'd go to the mill and wouldn't be enough water to run the mill.
Mm-hmm.
So they got three of them get on there and climb the buckets.
Yeah.
The old overshot wing?
Oh, yeah.
Just the weight was what run the thing. The water to run it, they'd climb, just like climbing the ladder. They'd go out there, two or three of them get on the side of there.
Well, have you seen Jerry's rig he's got over there?
No, I've never been down there.
Well, I tell you. He's got a generator set up.
Keep thinking I'll stop by sometime, and then I just go on anywhere I went down by last Sunday week ago. Come back that way.
You know what?
No, I didn't either. Come back and call me.
There's a fellow at Barn Run. We passed Barn Run and left. He'll come up to my place and said he heard about my rig. But he's been working on this. This is just a backwoodsy guy, isn't he? I'm up there to see what he had. Darn if he didn't have a sluice way of about 100 yards.
Yeah.
And a little overshot wheel. And geared down about three times.
Geared down to the firing.
And he hadn't got it figured out, but he hadn't got his field, he could activate the field on this wall. He hadn't had that all figured out. So I gave him some formula and things that I think maybe got him straightened out. He's probably got it running.
What was it, yeah?
Up Barnett Run.
Yeah. Who was it?
Slim Bragg. Slim? Oh, I remember Harley?
Did you know Harley? One of Harley's boys.
Harley's boy, yeah.
Yeah?
Harley's dead, you know.
Yeah, I know it.
So he's using a big wheel?
He's got an overshot wheel about 6 foot, maybe. And he built himself. And he's got it cranking. He had it cranking nice, but he hadn't got the wiring right.
He had his final drive shaft was going fast enough to...
He had... From the overshot wheel, he had a pulley on that to a smaller pulley, mm-hmm. Another big pulley to a smaller pulley, and I think one more to the thing, so he had that thing flying.
Yeah.
Did you ever see one of the old tub wheels?
Yeah. The turbine wheel, yeah.
Now, is that the underwater turbine? Yeah. So that's that mill over there.
Have a chute run down in and hit them buckets and turn around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the article on that mill in Golden Seal about a year and a half ago?
Yeah, at least.
I
may have that one.
Hall River.
Mollahan's Mill. Yeah.
Around Hackers Valley.
I'm not sure. There's one over there about Cleveland, or a mill of some kind that someone rebuilt over there.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Had.
Yeah, we did an article on that.
Well, did you fellas ever been over there for do the pottery? In that Hacker Valley area somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That's Van Nostrand.
Yeah. He's a friend of my wife's. She keeps saying we're going to go over.
But he's got a couple of local guys there turning out pottery in their own place.
Oh, really?
I guess that big silk of carbon laying right there behind his elbow come from over there.
I was looking at that.
Fred Williamson. Fred. About a year ago. And I done some work for him and took it home to him. He's here, Bob. Went to look around and said, what are you looking for? He said, silk of carbon. We went over and didn't give it to him, sharpened his tool, and he said he never had used it. I said, maybe good for me to sharpen knives on.
Wow.
Boy, that thing's a plain beer, anything like that. Just big enough, you can just go to work on that. Keep going. Just lay down there and flat.
Sharpen swords on that one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now what are we doing here?
Just
tying off?
Just fixing the hole in here. Like,
yeah.
Finish up my leaf.
I know that Jerry doesn't bother my legs on this.
Notice that, huh?
On the deluxe models, you'll upholster legs with hickory bark.
Hey, you want to show them that tool you use? That, didn't your father make that?
That's what?
That weaving tool?
Yeah.
Very nice.
They never use that till you get all about half, two-thirds done weave. You work with your fingers, and the further you go, the tighter it gets. Weaving that in there, you know, get your fingers shorter.
Your old lathe set up these days, Martin?
Yeah.
Well, I'd nominate that for a exhibit.
Mm-hmm. That is unless the mice eat the string off the belt again, I put the belt back on.
And Arthur down there cranking that thing.
What was that?
I was telling Ken, it'd be nice to have you down there in Charleston when they have the festival, take that lathe down there.
They want me to take it to the railroad festival this year.
In Cal, yeah. Yeah, I was the one who put the word to him on that. Yeah, that'll be nice for them to have something happening. When they have a craft show, everybody just standing around selling stuff.
You need demonstrators.
I've got these stools made up for, so I can work on them.
Yeah.
I go someplace and just stand around, not long, but I want to go to have. I have something to keep me busy. Yeah, I'll use some of these short pieces, I reckon. No, I'm going to wait about a while before we use that. Hey, my jack's leaking.
Uh-oh.
The water drained off of that. Water in there. Cut to get to a hole like I heard it. It's spiking around in there like a banner hog there.
Did you ever... No, Arlie Bragg very well?
Oh, yeah, no, not. I know you want to see him. No, I wasn't real well acquainted with him, but he told me sometimes about blacksmithing to have to do some tempering.
He's a pretty good blacksmith.
Oh, he was a good blacksmith.
He'd make every part in it.
And pocket knife?
Yeah, make some little old blades. Now, I've made some hot little blades, but I never. They're just a little bit too delicate pieces. I don't care about fooling with them.
Yeah.
The sanest. Don't believe there's any difference. I saw them start weaving when they finished up here. This strap I had, it just come up around here and grind over, but some people don't like your bark around your post, so I just go around in here and start all over again and cover my tie up under the...
Mm-hmm. So some people just continue... from wherever they stopped.
Yeah,
on
the, my dad did that.
When I do it, I'd make this the last one, then I cut this one slim and come around through here and up around here.
Yeah.
I try to end on the, going the right way, you know?
Mm-hmm. On the back.
Yeah, and then snake it in, inside mm-hmm. that last post and then start reading.
But, I can start doing this way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mike, you've got your stool.
I've got a seat. Let me get a new angle here anyway.
Let's see if we can find something.
Here's one right here.
Here's two here. You could lay that mic on the floor and someone sit on it too.
Maybe better put a board on it. You can get a good shape. There you are. A whole audience over here now. That's much better, huh?
Now they have a time of sorting out which one of them is the worst when you get back in and get them developed, won't you?
I expect he'll have way more than we'll need, but it's better to have too many than too few.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, especially when you're shooting with a flash, you can never tell which ones are going to be good.
Now, Arthur's got a lot of talents, and he doctored me up with some spring tonic last time I was here. I've been taking that stuff, Arthur.
Tastes nice and bitter, huh?
That's all right.
I want to buy a pint of that off of you sometime. I go, poor fellow got cancer. He's not going to have long this world. I said, no way. I said, I'll give you a pint of it. I'd sell it and they'd catch me up for selling the herb medicine. They'd hang me. I don't know. They might have been taking oats and get on a fellow for making it and give it to somebody. I don't know.
I doubt it.
Well, probably only if it killed him.
I never know it killed anybody. Know what it does? It just takes the poison out of your blood, purifies your blood. Is what it is.
What is in it?
What he's talking about there? It's the blood tonic has 14 different things in it.
Uh huh.
Roots and barks.
Mm-hmm. Now you go under, over two, and under two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you do the same on the bottom when you come?
Yeah.
Come back through the bottom.
I saw if I could do it anyway in the bottom, but it's just about as easy for me to do it the same way down there. Now, next up over 1 year, I'll show you. I have done them in some of them stools. Put two through the same way and then alternate it. Next, just leaves you a square check on it.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a pretty nice bottom, but I like this to leave the best. Now, just go ahead and do them this way. And if you miss one, go over an extra one or go less one while you're done messed up, you straighten it out. I have pulled me 3 rounds. Craft somewhere demonstrating, somebody come out and get the top, and I'd get the very one in time to get finished up. First thing I know, I'd have, get to looking to have one wrong. I better check here again and see what I got. Yeah, I think I got it right. Boy, that's almost a wide one there. See, just go over one and that backs you up one on that. And when I come back around, I'll go under two. I'll show you how it goes here.
So you're offsetting one width there is what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. That makes it come in here kind of like
what they call it, like a herringbone?
Twill, something like the old folks call it. Now the next one I'll go under two here and see it'll come out right
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go under one, and over two, and over one. Just follow the same pattern.
I believe it's going to work.
Thanks for the confidence.
I know it's the first time you've tried it.
You think it'll work out all right?
I believe it'll work.
Now for a big rocking chair, I have used three. You go over three and under three, and then that makes you a wider space there.
Mm-hmm.
You folks live in Charleston?
Yeah.
Do you know Skip Wilson, the undertaker?
Mm-mm.
No?
I think I try to not know people like that. I try not to know people like that.
The reason I ask you, you're married to my niece.
No.
I don't know him that well. I've never seen him there 4 times. I had a brother not get to myself here. He's kind of way less full.
So you started off over two, and now you've worked down to where you were starting under two.
You have to make it come.
Yeah. Now, your next run, do you start over two again? Is that
no, when I come back again, I'll go over or go under two. I mean, I see I'm under two now.
Yeah.
I'll go under one, and I'll go over two.
Okay.
Just keep off for now.
Over one, over two.
Did you do the same thing? Only right on the edge.
Yeah, once you've got the pattern started, you can see what you're doing. Trying to remember how to start, it's probably the hardest part.
I had a girl, she wanted to do one of these, and I always start on the right hand side. made my chair sitting to me or a stool, whatever it is. I was busy working on one while she was working on one. And first thing I know, she started at the opposite corner on the left side and had most of her chain in. And I apologized to her. I said, you know, I said, I'm sorry. I said, yeah, take that out and do it. But unless you can do it left hand. She said, I can do it left hand. So she done it left hand and done as good a job as I could do on it. First she ever done. I had my two girls to come here and do that. One girl taught school. And she wanted to do it. I think she was. Her fingers were pretty sore when she finished the job, but she got it done. And I pulled the blood out of my fingers different times on these things. Uh-huh. And whatever one that was supposed to go over too.
That's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to distract you.
Yeah, trying to make you mess up every once in a while.
Not hard to do. I do see something there. If I'd been one of them about 15, 20 feet long, I'd had to pull back out of there. They'd feel unhappy, wouldn't it?
Somewhat.
Yep.
How good a bunch laying down another building up here the other day? They're about 20 feet long.
Well, that's a nice tree when you can find one.
Yeah. Usually when I go out and haul them in the truck, I get about 14, 15 feet on the length of them. And about do one, I just take what I can take off of it. I have it made bark 25 foot long. It's all right for your chain, but when you go to weaving, you've got a lot of dragging through there. I don't want to stay up there. You said them fellas wanted that rolled up. That'll make it handy when you got them soaked. You could just have each one.
Yeah, and it's easy to ship too.
Oh yeah.
Pack it in a box too. Yeah.
How do you roll them? Just call them?
Yeah, take it. Just take paper and call them.
Boy, I'm going to
find the string.
Find the bark. And you roll them and make them. And then try to just skip the bark and tie them.
They don't make it.
And I mark the length on the outside.
Yeah.
If it's 15 feet long, it's right 15.
15 feet, you mark 17. Right?
They may as well sell them.
So they sell it in the coil that you mark, that you wrap.
Yeah. Well, if I was doing that, I'd put in what? What was food today?
I think Jerry would do.
I go back to the mill, put the load, so they actually get here.
Do they want that pretty well dry when you ship it to them?
Well, if it takes too long shipping and it's not dry, it'll mold on there, you know?
It would. Rolling that way, it'd mold on you if you didn't want you to get dry. Yeah. I'd have mildew on me. Yeah.
Well, now, after they dry, you can soak them and they'll be all right again.
Oh, yeah. This is soaked.
This was,
dried out.
Yeah, this is last year or year before, I don't know which.
But now, if you took this bottom I'm sitting on here and soaked it good, it would soften up.
Yeah. Now, just wait a minute here.
We're confusing it again.
Uh-oh. Mike's the only guy here that's behaving. Mike and Jess.
He's doing a better job than I
am. Jess got himself a good seat rigged over here. He's okay.
Yeah, I felt awful guilty about stealing his seat.
Well, you should. Mm-hmm. Seat there just right for a small fella.
You got some fancy lamps fixed up there.
Yeah, then don't sell good either.
The cherry?
Just some of them cedar.
Cedar.
I don't know how many I made. I've only sold here four. One that I wanted to put a couple for his wife for birthday, and I made them for him. I sold one or two for some woman in Atlanta, Georgia, up here in that church work camp. And that's about all I sold. I got four or five more cherry ones turned out over in that box. Both these you boys married?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe you better buy a husband and have him take the house with you.
Oh my goodness.
Get that right beside it.
Okay. Oh boy. I bought a rolling pin like that off of somebody. I bet it was Gene Scottville back when he was alive. Yeah. He made him like that on that. I think they were a little.
That and that handle is just. We have to have some work done on it. It's had a bark in there and they really fix it. I've got 8 or 10 of them. Remember, gas the way I sold one there. One woman said she always had one sold, and she got the biggest knife I had. Nobody would knock somebody out of that way there.
Nobody bothered her, I bet. Well, these are the estate knives.
You do a lot of craft there?
Not much. Around local, I didn't. Well, which wouldn't help us for whatever. I guess that's the type of stuff I've ever done. I charge my coal mine. I just enjoy doing this. And I charge $7 for doing one of these chairs. You don't make that mad. It takes a couple hours to do it, but I just enjoy doing some of this. I'm going to share it in one of all I'm paying. I'll put it in.
There's a chair up on the wings.
No, I made a stool size disc to make it with the springs. And that's one kind of hickory that I've noticed that don't last too good. Well, I used to make them square inside down, and then it was around them all. You get on them to step on your shear them off. And I believe that's what some of them done. This lady, a couple of years later, I see her, and she went up to the bottom of that stool. She looked like broken. She took over next to Buck Hannon somewhere. Now, I charged her $20 for the stool, and they charged her about $18 for putting the bottom in it, and that'd only been 2 years, and it was breaking.
This is actually
I said, you can get no more than that ever. I said, I'll put another bottom in for nothing. I bought the house and bottom and got it back to her, and she never did complain anymore, so I guess she got along okay.
Uh-huh.
No, if I was doing this kind of stuff for a living, I'd have to charge more than I do, aren't I?
Yeah. Well, most craftspeople, it's just hard to get what it's worth to you out of.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I charge $20 to each for them stools, and I have quite a bit of time. I use about three coats of polish on them.
Yeah.
Of course, that doesn't take long once you get started.
Very small.
I was over at Widow Hampton one time. Working on a stool, putting the bottom in it, since I come by. She said, you enjoy doing that? I said, if I would, didn't, I sure wouldn't be doing it. You don't have to. Just enjoy this. If you get out in the air with this bark, it dries out faster.
Oh.
Tell me, what is the difference between a cantaloupe and a pea? One pointy and one is that the pea is pointy.
But I think that in all I've ever seen, I like these big, what we call cantaloupe. Yeah, I think that's the difference.
Hey. It goes underneath, it won't hurt that much on top. I wouldn't trust it. I'll see what it does here. It's catching on me.
Well, looks like you got a long way to go before you have to worry about that piece.
Yeah, it'll work out pretty soon. What was it? best of me, it was catching on me. Twisted, it gets twisted.
Yeah.
When it's running in there, you have to untwist it. Sink a little bit on you. And your green bark, just as it comes off a tree, will sink worse than this does. That just been dried once and soaked, it don't seem to sink as much as
It's probably already shrunk, and then when you soak it, it doesn't swell back up as much as it does when it's green.
Yeah. After a while. I'm going to do some more cutting on that thing there. Joe said you'd live to die if a limb didn't fall on him and kill him. That wouldn't make much difference. You know, when I knew him back years ago, they told us the whole time was someone telling a story on somebody. The cow had run off and he was looking for the old cow. Talking to ask a neighbor, seen anything out of her. How long's the cow been gone? Been gone 3 days, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So, you know, he's going to have to hunt for another day for it.
Definition of a true pessimist.
Been gone since it left. Been gone since it left.
Yeah, I reckon. There used to be some old fella through this area that just prized and see who could outlie the other. I mean, they would tell some pretty good ones.
Send them up to Charleston in May.
Now, these fellas are all gone. They could probably hold room with anyone that lies on their lives now, though. That's one fellow I've heard different talk about him. Because he probably died before I was born. Name was McQueen, Archie McQueen. He talked sort of funny. And there's a salesman comes through about every 2 weeks, and he heard old Archie with a pretty good storyteller. He said, next time he comes through, he's going to quit my life. Of course, a group of them gathered up to hear what was going on. They met and got together and went to tell them, and they'd tell each one, tell two or three stories. And the salesman started on one and said, before they laid the Atlantic cable.
Oops.
That's okay, just put the board back over and let him sit on. Now he don't get hurt.
And here.
So. He said, didn't have to have an important message to send overseas, and they didn't have no boat. Then how in the world is it going to get a message overseas? Old Queen, he sat there and listened. Well, sir, I was a very man. He said, I never would tell. I know nobody wouldn't believe it. Now I've got a witness to prove it, but I don't care to tell it. Salesman said, come on, boys, just go. He didn't have enough. Of course, if Salem couldn't say you're a liar, you didn't do it. He just told about someone doing it and didn't give no name to who done it.
fellow up here around Callan was telling me. He said there's an old boy went out west and there's a bunch of hicks there talking about the big timber they'd cut. This fellow said, oh, that was nothing compared to what I saw out west. He said, they had trees, he said, 8 foot over, 200 foot high. He said, and they stood 4 foot apart. He said, herds of elk running through there. He said, about 100. He said, big old antlers, 6 foot wide. This fellow says, now wait a minute. He said, if that elk had big old antlers 6 foot wide, how'd he get them through them trees that are only 4 foot apart? This guy said, that's the elk's problem. That's their business.
And that little fellow, one of them older Gibbons, has lived over here in the Everglade area, told about the gun. They pick a blackberry. The bear got after him and said, here they went, this hard as they go, and that bear right after him. He kept running and kept going, the bear after him, and said, finally come to the river and run in on the ice and slipped and spilt the berries. So he had his pail almost full of berries, and he spilt them, and the bear stopped eating them, and he got away. No, I said, ice and running on the ice in Christmas time. And you hold on there, young man, before I slap you. He said, the bear run me to Christmas. So, you've been on the way along now.
Trying to get away from that bear.
I just caught some little snatches of that winning wide down there. But that sounded like it's...
Yeah, that was a good story. I couldn't tell it.
That the what?
Thought I caught the airplane with his fishing pole.
Well, what's really great about that story is that it's contemporary.
Yeah.
You know, and like somebody made it up really recently. It's not a ripoff of something else. So it's not a story that's been passed around or he heard or read somewhere. He must have made that one up personally.
Well, it actually happened.
Well, true. Yeah, right. Well, there's stuff in the paper to back it up, right?
I know a fella. He has three brothers live right here in this community. He's in a high. But he said he'd tell big old outrageous stories. I believe you told him much he believed himself. You know what that artesian well is down here at Charcoal?
Used to be out. The overflowing well?
Yeah. Yeah. Across the creek there, just back above, there's a house. There's where he lived. And we lived in that house just inside the overflowing well there. And of course, the old lady, she's already left this world now, you know what I mean? So one evening, he had to tell him, he said they had a big old rooster over there, said they couldn't get a hold of him. And finally got a hold of him yesterday evening and said he weighed 22 pounds. And so she's all way over and said, what do you fool with them little old bandies for? Why don't you get some big chickens? She said he got mad and went to hell. Get a bandit weighed over 22 pounds, that'd be a pretty good size. Of course, she knows he's feeling the feeling. She cut him off, got him shut up.
Arthur, is your chair and like your dad's chair over there on, still over at the house? Could I bring them over so you could be taking some pictures of them a while?
It's in my daughter's house. We were sitting at the table. She has her typewriter.
No, I mean your chairs you've made. You've got some of them at the house, haven't
you? Yeah, I've got three of them up there.
And the one you had your dad made there?
There's one up there he made. It's square. It's a kind of a hard-looking critter.
Be good to take pictures of them all anyway while I'm here. Could I go get them and show
them? Yeah, that one, now wait. I'm not going to tell you where it is right now.
Oh.
My wife's up there. She just, tell her.
Do you know where it is?
She was laying down to rest a minute ago. Right. I'll run up just a minute.
Okay.
Not stay aggravating her. She's not been feeling that well. We had a prayer meeting at our house this morning, and we had about every chair we had in use. Now, I don't know where they are right now. about 20 people there. And So talking about them big old yarn, I don't guess anybody's any worse off for repeating them, but I always got a bang out of them. I'll run to her sister Barnes and I'll go see if I can find him. I think she has a grandson up around. In fact, I know she does. He's about 6 or 8 months old. His mom and the other two left a while ago. She's having to babysit him.
Yeah, looks like hard for the customer.
Oh, that metal studding over in Point Mountain cut a piece off of maybe a knife.
A good sized knife, isn't it?
Yeah, bound to me.
Bowie knife.
A what?
A Bowie knife. A great big one.
More like a
bouquet. Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
maybe he's going to plan on going out and clearing some more of West Virginia jungle here.
I use a machete a lot, actually.
Do you?
Yeah. Pretty handy tool. This piece of laurel root, aren't they?
Huh?
Is that laurel root or something?
No. Smell it.
That's bad.